You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
Thank you, Zev Brenner and Talkline Communications. This is The Nosh with your host, the one, the only, the worldwide Kosher Guru. What's up, everybody? Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wow, what an amazing, crazy week we just had in Foodie World. So much going on, so much to talk about, so many amazing events, so much coming up. All I could say is wow. Wow, OMG, it was amazing. I can't wait to share some great events with you, some happenings. It's amazing. I love when everyone tunes in. Thank you so much. Without you, we wouldn't even have a show. But thank God we have over 200,000 people tuning in and listening to the show every Tuesday night on the radio. It is the only kosher foodie and restaurant show in New York City that airs on the radio. It's amazing. I hope everyone then afterwards goes and subscribes to our iTunes channel and, of course, our Google Play channel. And, of course, you can download the podcast and listen on our website, www.thekosherguru.com. We have so much amazing things going on. But anyway, first, a little bit about who we are, what we do, so on and so forth. Like we start the show every week because we have to remind everybody. Always do. We are Team Kosher Guru. Team Kosher Guru is, of course, myself, the one, the only Kosher Guru. And, of course, our CEO, David Mossberg. Our CFO, Dovi Weider. And, of course, Spielberg, Yossi Axelrod. And the one, the only, our website creator and maker. Well, I shouldn't say creator was created, but our website maker and director, Avi Lang, our newest member to Team Kosher Guru, who's really rocking it out and doing an amazing, amazing job being part of Team Kosher Guru. We love having you on board, and you really are adding so much value to our team, and thank you so much for all that you do. Social media, where can you find us? You can find us all over social media, on Instagram at Kosher Guru, on Twitter at The Kosher Guru. Make sure you use hashtag DoYouGuru to partake in our great pet peeves and other conversations and where we can see where everybody is, and always hashtag Kosher Guru and tag me. On Facebook we have a page, it's Kosher Guru. Great page, lots of information, always posting and sharing. Make sure you like and follow that. And make sure you join our Facebook group with over 8,100 members and growing weekly. It's Kosher Gurus, Kosher Nation. It is the only kosher foodie and restaurant worldwide group that is non-sponsored, no advertising, no paid ads, not sponsored. You can post whatever you want. It's not run like a business like some other big groups are. This is totally organic, and I will repeat, non-sponsored. So we hope that everybody joins, help the community grow, share your recipes, share your blogs, share your dining experiences, share your questions, comments, whatever it is that you want to find out, talk to us about, tell us, share foodie news, restaurant news, events. There's so much to share, so much to talk about. So I really hope that you partake and love it, and be part of it, and help grow this amazing community. And, of course, YouTube. On our YouTube channel, it's Kosher Guru. Of course, make sure you subscribe, watch our videos. We have fun, great videos, entertaining videos, Jewish videos, halachic videos, videos of events that we've been to. You can see what past events were and what future events will be when they do them again, from like the Kosher Food and Wine Experience to Kosher Fest, dining at different restaurants. The videos are great, are really, really great. What else? Our website. Of course, our website, www.thekosherguru.com. Make sure you check it out. We have guest blog posts, a lot of guest blog posts. Alana Soleimani, a blogger, her blog post just went up today. We are talking about Swiss diamond knives and pots and pans and cutlery you could see up there that we just posted about, events coming up. There's so much out there, so much up there. Please make sure you take a look at our website. It is fantastic. Also, we have a WhatsApp group. But on our WhatsApp group, it's very, very limited. We don't allow anybody on. If you do want to join our WhatsApp group, please, please email me, guru at thekosherguru. Put your first name, last name, your cell phone number, what to add, and where we could find you on social media. We don't allow any trolls. We need to make sure you're a real account, you're a real person to participate and come and join our group, because it's going to be amazing and a lot of fun and very informative. So much going on, so much to talk about. And I just hope that everybody participates and joins the group. It'll be a lot of fun. And looking forward to having everybody talk, join, and make it go viral. Yes, indeed. Yes, yes, indeed. Okay, getting back a little bit to the website. As I said, we have a lot going on the website. Check it out. Also, something brand new that we're asking everybody to participate in, help add, help talk about, help share and spread it, is our restaurant directory. We're starting in the U.S. and Canada. It is going to be with, you could leave reviews, you could talk about it, lots of information. It is a restaurant directory, kosher restaurant directory. Now, we will say what hashgacha is on it. We are not here to tell you what level of kosher is to be at. If it's certified kosher, we will post it, send us the information, let the owners know. We'll put it up there. We are going to tell everybody what hashgacha each restaurant is, so you can make the informed decision depending on the level of kosher you want to hold by, and check it out. But we want to try and make this the most concise and the best restaurant directory in the country here. We're going to start with the USA and Canada, maybe a little bit into Mexico and other places, and then spread it out throughout the entire world, because everybody likes a place to go to. Also, you can leave reviews, talk about your experiences, add to it, add pictures to it. It's going to be amazing, really, really amazing. You'll be able to buy gift cards in the restaurant, send people gift cards, discounted gift cards. Also, I think I have a few more to send out, but I do have some fidget spinners and yarmulkes left. If you want a free fidget spinner, I'll send you a free fidget spinner. The yarmulkes are $10. Email me, guru@thekosherguru.com. Let me know if you want a fidget spinner, you want to pay for a yarmulke, I'll get you information. You got to give me your phone number, address, name, know where to send it to, and it'll be my pleasure to send you a Kosher Guru fidget spinner. I got them. You're going to want them. You're going to love them, and I hope that you will enjoy it as well. But yes, it is what it is. Check out the website. Help spread the new and latest restaurant directory from Kosher Guru. Let's make this go viral. Let's talk about it. Let's spread it. Let's share it. Let's rock it out. I'm sure everybody listening wants to help out, wants and needs a restaurant directory. We're going to have a mobile app soon. Very, very cool. It's going to be what I like to think the best kosher restaurant directory mobile app out there. And I'm sure everybody's going to want to use it all the time. And I hope that they will use it all the time. Why wouldn't they? Also, everyone always asks, what is Kosher Guru? What do you do besides, you know, writing for Ami Magazine, besides having the only kosher foodie radio show on Station 620 here on Talkline Communications with my good friend Zev Brenner? And I want to thank Zev Brenner for making this happen. You've been a true supporter and, you know, staunch supporter and a real leader in the Jewish entertainment, and allowing and making the show happen on the radio is insane. It's insane. You brought Talkline Communications to a whole new level. And I want to thank everybody for always tuning in and listening. And if you want to help keep the show going and become a sponsor, we'd love to have more advertisers and more sponsors, as we need weekly to keep the show going. You could contact Talkline Communications and Zev Brenner directly. You could email guru@thekosherguru.com. We'd love to get you aboard. We'd love to get you involved and be part of the team that keeps this going, because we want to. We need to. We need to keep this show up there. We need to keep everybody informed of what's going on in the kosher food world, from events to everything in the kosher world. So please, Become a sponsor today. Become an advertiser for your company. You tell your friends about it, neighbors, families, cousins, whatever it is. Let's keep this show going and get more advertisers and do more. We'd love to have more call-in shows, live shows. That costs money. It takes money to do it. It takes advertisers and sponsorships to do it. And we really need that extra push and help to get there. So I'm truly asking and hoping that everybody will participate and will help us grow this show. Also, if you want me to talk about anything in particular, if any events coming up, you'd like Kosher Guru to be at any events, host any events, MC any events, help promote the events, whatever you need help with, you're building something, doing something, anything in the kosher world, please email guru@thekosherguru.com. I do answer all my emails. I want to thank everybody who does send me all of the emails from all over the world. And I really, truly love and enjoy getting all of the emails in and reading them all. So thank you for that. Everyone always asks, and I went to before, tried to start it, what does Kosher Guru do? Who are you? Well, I like to think we are the number one leading, of course, leading market leaders in kosher and Jewish marketing, media, and advertising. We will help you create, build, bring your kosher product to fruition, to market. You have an event, you need help with it. We will help you market, create the event, work the event, hire people for the event, from holiday events to food and wine events, tasting events. We love doing tastings all around the country and hosting events and coming and do videos for events. Of course, Jesse loves traveling with me. He's like what D-Rock is to Gary Vee. We got Spielberg to Kosher Guru. It's amazing. And we love going. So we are the leading media marketing company in the kosher world. Social media management is our forte. If you have a social media account account for your business that you need help to run and market and grow, that's what we do. One of our specialties. We love managing social media accounts. We do so many in the area and beyond, from Miami, California, Chicago, Toronto. There's so much out there. So please, please make sure you give us a call. Email us and we will be in touch to help run your accounts and help you grow, because every business deserves the best and Kosher Guru is the best. Let's get into a pet peeve right now. This comes in from a very close friend of mine, but it's from our WhatsApp group. Our pet peeve is being nice to servers. So many times we go out to restaurants, to various places, and we see rudeness, but not from the server side, from the customer side. Guys, I don't, and gals, I don't have to talk about making a Chil Hashem opposed to making a Kiddush Hashem, which we should be wanting to make. We would always want to make a Kiddush Hashem, but I really don't need to stress the importance of making a Kiddush Hashem. I pray that we are, when we go out to restaurants, when we really, really go out to restaurants, we are on our best behavior. Best behavior. I think it's very, very important that even if they're rude, it doesn't mean we have to be rude back. And guys, restaurant owners, you have to explain there's no excuse for ever being rude. We can never be rude to the patrons. But us on the customer side, the patron side, we really, really have to do our best. And I mean truly do our best to make sure that we are nice, because if we're nice, they'll be nice. But it really just is, you know, manners, having proper manners, being nice when you go to a restaurant. It's the whole experience. It sets the tone. If we go in and we're not nice, it sets the tone. It really does. And let's set the tone for always being nice, always being positive. I think that's the best thing that we can do and help grow. So I kindly ask that everybody here, everybody, when we go to a restaurant, say please, say thank you, have a smile, give a smile back. You only get back so much more from the service, from the restaurant itself. Okay, that brings our first segment to an end. I'm glad we talked about this pet peeve. Hopefully it'll cure and make the statement clear to a lot of people, which I hope it does, because I've seen the rudeness so many times. It just bothers me and irks me as well. So just smile, be nice. We could all do it. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors for another amazing segment of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Reisman's Bakery began as a family-owned and operated business over 50 years ago and is still a household icon for kosher food consumers across the nation. From our tantalizing rugelachen pastries to our world-famous hamantaschen, Reisman's Bakery offers a full line of specialty baked goods to satisfy the most discriminating palate. Reisman's Bakery is under the OU Kosher certification. Look for us at Kosher Fine Retailers today and enjoy us with your family. Quicksilver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quicksilver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive. An alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and ask for Ken Marshall, or visit them at quicksilvercap.com. And we're back to the Nosh with your host, the one, the only, the worldwide kosher guru. Thank you so much, everybody. We're back with another amazing half to an amazing show. Thank you, everyone who tuned in for the first half, and thank you, everyone who's tuning in to both halves, which make up one amazing show. And thank you so much to our sponsors, Reisman's Bakery. Fresh baked goods, grab-and-go items available in your local grocery, supermarket, and fine retailer around the country. What great, fresh, and amazing products. I visited them at their bakery in Brooklyn. See everything can be made fresh, packaged, shipped out. It's a family-owned and operated business. Really, really amazing. And the pleasure of having them as a sponsor here on the radio. And also to my good friends over at Quicksilver Capital. Quicksilver Capital is financing small to medium-sized businesses. They're financing solutions for all of your funding needs. Check them out today, quicksilvercap.com. Follow them on Instagram. Follow them on Facebook. And if you're in a business that really needs funding, your banker can't do what Quicksilver Capital could do. So call 866-629-4464. And thank you so much for being a sponsor on our show to both Reisman's Bakery and Quicksilver Capital. Okay, so if anybody knows what was going on this past week, knows where I was. And I spent Shabbos in Philadelphia. Actually, my family and the CFO's family, Dovi Wiedemann's family, spent Shabbos in Philadelphia. We had such a great time. We had an amazing time. Shabbos, we daven Friday night and Shabbos day at Congregation Mikveh Israel in City Center. Congregation Mikveh Israel is the oldest still operating shul in the country. It follows the minhagim of the Spanish-Portuguese synagogue, I was told. So I wasn't so used to everything going on in the shul with different minhagim that I'm really not used to. It was a beautiful davening, beautiful shul. We had meals in the shul. Thank you, Chad. Chad is the shul chef, I guess you could say, and building manager who cooks everything. He lives in Cherry Hill, spent Shabbos in Philadelphia, met him, great story, a little kiddish club in the shul. It was great. We walked around a little bit, went back to our hotel, had a great, great Shabbos and weekend in Philadelphia. Then, Matzei Shabbos, it all started. I had the opportunity of being part of Hava Nagrila. Hava Nagrila was the first smoke barbecue festival, all sanctioned by the KCBS, the Kansas City Barbecue Society in Philadelphia. They hope to be doing one every year now. It was amazing. I want to thank Stuart Gordon and the Men's Club of Temple Beth El that put this all together. They had over 7,000 people there on Sunday. And I got to meet Stretch artist, a very, very famous as he calls, Hebrew school dropout who lives in Kansas City, does a lot of smoking, not kosher, but this is his first foray back into the kosher world. Get his neshama a little lit up over there. This actually, all the mashgichim there, and it was under the Keystone K, I believe it's called Keystone, I think it's called Keystone K, which is the Orthodox rabbinical kosher supervision agency in Philadelphia. So Saturday night you came, there were 18 teams. There's supposed to be 20, but I think only 18 showed up. A lot were not Jewish. It was the first time ever participating in a kosher barbecue event. And they get everything ready. Everything was brand new, open. They get everything ready. All the teams are competing in different categories, on ribs, on chicken, on turkey, on brisket. They had so many judges there the following day. But Saturday night, they stayed up all night long. Throughout the night, some didn't even sleep. Some slept for like a few increments of minutes here and there in chairs. And they prepared the most amazing barbecue items, smoked items in the world. Such great talent was there that night. And then, boom, it's Sunday. 7,000 people come to this festival. There was a beer garden, a scotch and bourbon tasting, mechanical bull riding. It was so much fun. There were so many bands over there. I was introducing the bands, getting everything going, making all the announcements. I was the MC of the event. There were different caterers selling different items. There was a wandering queue was there. There was a literally line around the block all day long to get to him. They had drinks. They had, I think it was 13th Avenue Caterers. They were some kind of bar truck, which is kind of cool. They had what's called a creamsicle, I believe it was, and the Moscow Mohel, not the Moscow Mule, but a Moscow Mohel. The drinks were great, fantastic. It was a lot of fun. The event was insane. The award ceremony, raffles, everybody, people came from far and near. They flew in, they drove in for this festival. People got to taste different food from all the different people, all the different teams that participated. It was insane. It really, really, really was insane. I'm telling you, what a day. I can't wait for next year. I can't wait to go back to Philadelphia for the Havana Grilla Festival, which was insane. And I mean insane. And to everybody who came and met me and took selfies and we schmoozed and talked about the festival, I want to thank you so much because it really, really did mean a lot. It really, really meant a lot, as I said. But it is what it is. And I just want to thank everybody who came. Okay, on to the next. Let's talk about Rosh Hashanah, actually Labor Day weekend, which is this weekend. Labor Day weekend, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Yes, my good friend Yossi Zablocki of Destination Tours is running once again his programming at Honors Haven. I will be there for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Sukkot, God willing, we'll see where I'll be for Sukkot. But right now, he still has rooms available for this coming weekend, which is Labor Day weekend, over at Honors Haven in Ellenville, New York. Beautiful, gorgeous hotel, great kosher food, great programming. I hope everybody goes and enjoys. Then he's doing a beautiful Rosh Hashanah program. Chazan Chaim Kiss will be there, different Rabbanim, Rabbi Yechiel Lichtenstein, a good friend of mine, will be there and giving drushes and speaking. Yom Kippur there as well. And Sukkot, he will start Sukkot off at the Hudson Valley Resort. Very nicely redone hotel. And then Simchas Torah, Shemitah Tzeres, and Simchas Torah, the last days, he'll be back at Honors Haven. So take a look at my good friend Yossi Zablocki, Destination Kosher Programs on Facebook and Instagram. Please follow and like. And go to www.destinations613. The numbers 613. That's destination613.com. And go follow, do what you got to do, join everybody there for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. The program is going to be amazing. It's going to be fantastic, a lot of fun, and I really hope to see everybody there. I will not be there for Labor Day weekend. I was supposed to be, but I'll tell everyone shortly where I will be, but I hope everybody joins for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and I will be there, and I will see everybody, and we shall enjoy an amazing, amazing Yontif season over at Honors Haven with my good friend Yossi Zablocki. Also, something that is going on this week, I am headed down to the one and only Baltimore, Maryland. If you are in Baltimore, you're going to want to be there this Sunday. Join Ohel Moshe on Sunday, September 3rd at the shul from 4 to 7 p.m. for a family barbecue featuring a chili cook-off competition with celebrity judges featuring the one and only kosher guru and councilman Isaac Yitzi Schleifer. That's going to be very, very cool. For tickets information, visit www.ohelmoshebaltimore.com/chili. A former neighborhood team. Going to be lots of kids activities. Going to be all access VIP tickets available. Go on the website. You'll see everything. It's not too late to get your own team. Convenient chili cook is $500 per team, which is nothing, which includes all the meat ingredients and complimentary ticket packages, of course. All the meats are OU certified meats. I hope to see everybody down in Baltimore this Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. at this chili cook-off competition. It's going to be insane. Great food, great time, great entertainment. So to all my fans and followers and friends and family in the Baltimore area, I hope to see everybody at Ohel Moshe on Sunday, September 3rd, 4 to 7 p.m. Make sure you come join me. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I really hope that everybody does come and enjoys, because, you know what, having barbecue and competitions is amazing. Just like this past Sunday, I was hungry. I came back a little hungry at night because I was eating all the day, but for whatever reason, I was hungry at night. I grilled up some of these Meal Mart kibasas, which were fantastic. They come 2 in a package long. I've seen them at my local grocery many, many times and decided to take the plunge and get them. And these Meal Mart kibasas were delicious. I mean, delicious. Grilled up perfectly on the barbecue, on the grill. It was fantastic. It was great. I loved it all. And let me know what favorite products you love from Meal Mart. Those guys are great. Great, great, great. So if you have some favorite Meal Mart products, I'd love to hear about it. Love to hear what you like. I know that I loved and liked this past week the Meal Mart kielbasas. What did you like this past week? But also coming up, something very, very cool. Sunday, September 10th at 11:30 a.m. It's going to be hosted by TABC, Mayanot, and Yeshivat Noam, all in the Teaneck, New Jersey area, is the Hask Hockey Classic. Join them for renewed rivalry and family fun day. Yeshiva League alumni all-stars. Oh, cool. Carnival Bounce House catering by Carlos and Gabby's. There's the foodie part of it. You're going to have DRS there, Flatbush, Frisch, Hafter, Hank, Kushner, MDY, MTA, Ramaz, SAR, TABC, and one or two other teams. I'm not sure of all of the teams that I mentioned. Also Rambam, I said Kushner, SAR. Looks like I hit everybody up. Flatbush, it's going to be a great, great day. If you want to become a sponsor, go to hockey.camphask.org. That's hockey.camphask.org. It's the first ever Hask Hockey Classic. All the amazing high school players throughout the year is going to be participating. That's Sunday, September 10th at 11:30 a.m., hosted by TABC, Mayanot, Yeshiva Noam. Stay tuned for more information, and I'll post more on my Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So please, please stay tuned. It's going to be an awesome, awesome event. I mean, awesome event, and I really hope that everybody does participate. Also, on September 10th, I will be in Detroit at the local kosher supermarket in Detroit. Going to be grilling up some Meal Mart sausages over there. So if anybody is in Detroit on Sunday, September 10th, please make it your duty and obligation to come visit me at the kosher supermarket, as I'll be grilling up and tasting and handing out amazing Meal Mart sausages that I love so much. I want to bring the awesomeness all around the country. So we're starting off on September 10th, Sunday in Detroit, where I will give samples to everyone to enjoy. There'll be lots of products to pick up and enjoy from my good friends over at Meal Mart. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Nosh with your host, the one, the only, kosher guru. Make sure whenever you go out to a restaurant, be nice, smile. They'll give it right back. Always have a great experience. Make sure any questions, comments, any advertising information, email guru at the kosher guru. It was a pleasure, and I want to thank everybody once again for tuning in to The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Wishing everyone a great week, a good day, a good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom. Make this Elul Zman count. Peace out, everybody.